Kruger National Park has been keeping records for the past 100 years. One of the things that we don't know is what happened 100 years before then. What did the area look like, and whether what we are observing now is the true reflection of the Kruger National Park. And the debate is always about how much capacity can the Kruger National Park hold of elephants. And some people refer that it's overpopulated, and we don't see that way as the current generation of our scientists have shared information with us. People who are making those assumptions are people who were managing the park in the days when the park was just the Kruger National Park. In later years, you will realize that we do have a transfrontier national park where it moves across to Mozambique, and we also move across to Zimbabwe. It also includes those places. And the fences between the private reserves as well as the Kruger National Park was closed at the time the experts were managing the Kruger National Park. Today, it's a whole different ballgame. You have that transfrontier national park, which allows the elephants to migrate. Today, we might count 40,000 elephants, and in the next 6 weeks, we might count 20,000 because they migrate. They have much longer ranges to move into other areas. And that also calls into question whether do we have a lot of animals or not, because we can have them at a certain stage, and at some stage you find that they've migrated elsewhere. And that has been the observation of the current scientists. We do census every year, and one of the things that we do observe is that if you were to move them during the winter time in South Africa, you might find that some elephants have moved to Mozambique or into Zimbabwe. If you do them during the summer time, that's the most time where you might find higher numbers of animals who are there, because there's enough water and there's enough grazing grounds. In our observation, there hasn't been much. There are areas where you find that there are some trees that have been pulled down by the elephants. And in that instance, we don't see a lot of damage. The ecosystem, remember that we're not managing a particular species, whether it be fauna or flora. We're managing a whole ecosystem, and our observations are always on the ecosystem. And at this stage, we don't see any stress. We took some steps. One of those steps was that in order not to have them congregating at one place, you have to close the artificial water sources. So those artificial water sources were closed, and now there are much longer ranges between where they can get food and where they can get water. So you find that there is not that much damage as like before, when we used to have certain places where they knew that they could congregate there, and have to, then you would have obviously a degradation of the ecosystem there. But at this stage, when the decision was taken to close all of those, then it has given us a clearer picture that they don't make as much damage as when we had artificial water sources. They are traveling further, and even into the Kruger National Park, you might have, I mean, you look at the Letaba, for instance, in that area, it's a riverine area, you have quite a lot of water, you have a lot of trees, and they might congregate in that area. But once you close the water sources closer to the natural water sources, then they do have to travel.